Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome or welcome back to the All Be Your Sister podcast. It's me, Ellie Zeiler, your host. I am very excited to have my mom, the special guest, on back again. Mom, say hi.
Hi.
This is my mom. For anyone who has not met her or seen her yet, her name is Sarah Zeiler, and she created me. In today's podcast, we are going to be talking all about what you should tell your parents, what you shouldn't tell your parents, because I think that parents, obviously a mom and daughter and a parent-child relationship is something that is very hard and interesting to navigate, especially with growing up. And I think that, I don't know if we've all experienced this, but I have definitely experienced like telling my mom a little too much about a friend or a boyfriend or a situation. She ends up judging me when I hang out with the friend or judging me when I get back with an ex-boyfriend, simply because I think that she has a lot more experience than I do. But I would love to hear your perspective on all of this, Mom, and kind of in this episode give some tips, some tricks, what we should be telling our parents, how to navigate this side in a relationship and learn some things. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. So first, I wanted to kind of hear my mom's perspective on why she thought this was an interesting topic to talk about, or like what inspired you to have this idea to talk about, Mom?
Well, first of all, I have to go to what you just said, because I think it's so interesting that you said she judges me for like being friends with a person. First, let me just clear the slate. I don't judge you. I'm protective. Like, as parents, we are protective and we worry about you.
But you are judge. Like,
but I'm not.
If I told you my ex-boyfriend, like, whatever he did, and then I got back with him, you would judge me.
It's not judgment. Okay. It's not judgment.
All right. This is a perspective shift.
Yeah. No, I think that therein is probably the reason why at some point as a young adult you should probably leave your parents out of a lot of the kind of day-to-day trials and tribulations that you go through within your relationships, as hard as that is, because that's such a big part of being close. There are ways that you can kind of buffer it and you can communicate your way through it. But since we know parents and kids have a hard time communicating at certain stages of life, I think that in some cases, it's just a matter of having some self-control. But I want to just clear that up, that parents aren't judging their kids and like passing judgment in a judgy way. They're just maybe getting that mixed up. You're feeling that way, but it's really just concern and maybe frustration. Frustration is probably a better word for it, which is like, you know, but also, and this is where I will talk about being a parent and having the ability to reflect on when we were your age at any, whatever age that might be, because that's helped me at times. Like, when I am worried about you, when I'm frustrated, when I'm annoyed because you, let's say, keep doing the same thing over or do something that you know better, I just think back to when I was your age, and it brings me comfort and it reminds me that that's part of life. and making mistakes and learning things the hard way is pretty much the only way that messages and lessons stick with people, especially when they're young. So we were just talking about doing another podcast episode, and I thought we're in this interesting transition because you are newly 20, very much of an adult or adultish, or more of an adult age than saying you're a teenager. You are an adult legally. Yes. And what I find so interesting about being the parent of a young adult is that you are, I was just talking with a friend about this yesterday, that our kids are truly their best selves when they're not around us at this age.
It's facts.
And I think that's a huge shift, because when you're little, I think that's always kind of the case. Like we all let it all hang out when we're with our loved ones. And our bad behaviors kind of come out in front of each other. But I know and trust now, having watched you grow up, that when you're out in the world, you're doing just fine. But the original point of the topic was what to tell your parents and what not to. And that's something that we've been trying to figure out since you were little, because kids love to play the victim with their parents. Kids love to come home from school or get in the car after school and talk about the things that happened to them. And very rarely is a kid going to, maybe 100% of the time, a kid will never take the blame for something that happened to them in their life. And they're going to tell their parents that it was somebody else. And what's funny is that when you were younger, and I've done it with your brothers too, I've been like, well, what did you do? There had to be two sides to the story, or three sides to the story. And it was like pulling teeth with you.
No one wants to hear. Yeah. Because you should just only be on my side.
But it's just not realistic. And through that, like, trust
is... You just put a Starburst on my bed?
No, I put it on the wrapper.
On my bed.
Well, now it's in my mouth.
My mom's eating...
You can do a little talking now.
Yeah, I know. I just interrupted you by saying that, in my perspective, who tells a story wanting to hear, like, everyone else's perspective on it? Like, I just want to hear what I want to hear.
Yeah, but then, right, that's the point.
Okay.
The point is, you do the same thing as a teenager, and you do the same thing pretty much throughout your life. You very rarely tell your parents about a conflict in your life and take any form of accountability or blame in most cases. Now, if you did that and you tried to go into it and say, like, listen, mom or dad, I'm going to tell you this story. Here's the situation. Before you form an opinion, this is how I'm feeling. This is what I did. This is what I said. Don't judge. Just listen. I'm just telling you. Just that one sentence is such an equalizer.
That actually is a very good tip that, like, I'm learning too. And I think that I have learned, even just in the past year, with, like, I used to be so nervous to, like, admit to myself and tell my parents that, like, I wanted to have fun, or, like, I wanted to have a good time. And I think that this is something that my brothers and I really struggle with our parents, is, like, we grew up in high school, like, never really, like, going out or going to parties or, like, staying up late or, like, things like that. And it was just, like, how we were raised, and, like, I don't know. I always felt, like, a lot of guilt with that. Do you agree? That, like, Ben, Will, and I, like, feel guilty about having fun. And I've just gotten to the point of being able to, like, go and have a good time and, like, go to a party or, like, hang out with friends and tell you, like, oh, yeah, we did this. Like, we did. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once you see your parents as, like, real people that have also, like, gone through everything, that's when you feel like the judgment isn't as much. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's so interesting. And I wonder if a lot of people feel this way, because we, first of all, both of us, your parents, didn't have good examples of parents growing up. Like, we both had parents that suffered from addictions. And we really grew up very quickly because of that. And I would think that, I mean, the irony is that both of us have done far more than you and your brothers
like
will
what?
Probably ever do. And we were both like pretty wild when we were younger. Not wild, always hardworking, but like we lived it up certainly in our younger years. And I did in high school. Yeah. And so did your dad. And I don't know where you guys got the impression. I really don't know where you got the impression that you guys needed to be really conservative. And I don't know if it's because of the example that you saw, like as you got older, you just don't see us going out a lot, or maybe, I mean, because we've had a social life forever. So I'm not sure where you guys decided that. I'd like to also note that you were in high school during quarantine. Half of your high school was 2.5 years of high school. You were not only in quarantine, but you were also a TikToker.
Yeah, but I see it in Ben and Will too.
But in our boys, I...
Like, why do you think Will doesn't want to tell you everything?
I don't know. Is it because he thinks I'm going to judge him?
I think, like, this is where this conversation is very interesting, because I think that, like, I was in my brother's shoes of not wanting to tell their parents things, and I have friends that also are like that, and I think I have gotten through that in the past year to be able, like, I think I tell you more than I don't tell you. I know you think that I have this whole other life of, like, whatever, and you have gotten, like, better where, like, if I tell you I'm doing something, you don't, like, ask all these questions that, like, in my opinion, aren't big deals, you know? Do you understand what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, well, let's get to some points
let's
here.
Let's get
because,
to some points.
Because two things have happened, and two things I think are really important to happen between a parent and a child. First of all, you guys need to talk about, we need to talk about when it seems as if maybe the mom or dad are coming on too strong, asking too many questions, being too nosy, being too helicopter-y. I think that that's a really important thing to come to on your own and realize, but it's also important for the kid, the child, who's a young adult, to articulate to their parents that I need some space. And when you are too involved, it makes me not want to tell you things because you react. And you've done that with me. You've been like, I'm afraid that what I tell you is going to like throw you into a tailspin or upset
well,
you.
Exactly. And I think this is also a very good tip to say is even before, like prefacing before you tell your parents things, or let's say like you're in this position right now where you feel like you tell your parents everything and it's like not working and you feel like you need to do a switch up of some sorts, is even saying like beforehand being like, I'm just telling you this because like you're my best friend and I want to tell you this, but like I'm not actually looking for legit advice. Like when I call my friends to tell them how a bad date went, I'm calling to tell them so I can hear them say like, well, that guy was such a jerk. I'm not calling them to say like, give me actual advice of like, well, you shouldn't have done that. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
That's the thing. That's like we want to be close because we've always been close and like we're like navigating that. But like it's like a difference between like when you're younger and you're like so willing to be a sponge and take all advice versus when you're older and you're just like, yeah, I know I shouldn't have gone on a date with that stupid boy. Like I know, but I'm just telling you this because I want you to know. And because it's funny, like, I feel like I've done a better job of being like, well, I don't, like, I'm not looking for advice. Like, or even yesterday when I told you about that stupid boy that ghosted me, I was like, I'm not actually pondering about it. Like, I'm not actually thinking about it 24/7, but let me tell you,
yeah.
Don't you think this is weird? Do you know what
so
I mean?
So there, that's a huge tip. Here's the thing. Parents instinctively want to give advice, at least the type of parents that you have. It's impossible for us
you
to hear something
to give
from
advice.
You. Right. And so when you tell me a situation where you've either gotten hurt, disappointed, failed, or succeeded, any of it, we can't help it. We just want to comment. And then, unfortunately, you stop thinking about it most of the time. Like, you've moved on in your thoughts. But we parents, we just keep on stewing over
that
the same
is
stuff.
The other thing.
And we're thinking about you because we're obsessed with you. And if we weren't obsessed with you from the minute you were born, none of us would be alive
and
because
that,
we love you so much.
I love you too, Mama. But that is the thing where then it goes back to not telling your parents everything.
Yeah.
Because it does go back to like, I remember, we did have this conversation like a few months ago or maybe a year ago where I said like, when I tell you things, I know that you think about them, and not in a way that's like, oh, you're obsessed with me. Like, I'm not thinking it like that, but like, let's say I tell you that like, oh, my ex-boyfriend told me something so mean to me, and I tell you that. Well, a day later, you're still going to be thinking about it. Sure. And I walk into the kitchen and you're like, oh, he's such a jerk for that. Meanwhile, I wasn't even thinking about my ex-boyfriend. So it's just like, it's important to be aware that when you're telling your parents something, they're going to think about it. It's not just like a friend where it goes in one ear and out the other and you're like only consumed with yourself. Like, they're your parents. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's true. It helps if you tell your parents, if you preface a story or a situation or anything that you're about to tell your parents, not every single time, but if you're like, I'm going to tell you this and I'm not that upset about it. I'm just letting you know, like sharing this that happened. Because the problem is that it's walking this fine line. It's like, if you don't tell your parents anything, that's sad and that sucks. and it's also part of the evolution process of your relationship to get to the point where you're like, hopefully evolving into more of a friendship, mm-hmm. where when your friends that's a great way of describing it. When your friends or you tell your friends something about whatever that's happened to you, you're really not looking for advice unless you are specifically asking for advice. Like with my adult friends, if I want advice, I will say, I need your advice. Here's the situation. Otherwise, it's just unspoken that if I call to tell a story, they're just listening.
And it's the opposite with parents.
It's the opposite with parents. So our goal, one of the best pieces of advice I got when my kids were little is your job is to raise adults, not children, which we all say like, oh, I'm raising kids. But really, when you think about it, our job as parents is to raise adults. It's my job to get you to become an adult. And then it's up to us to figure out how to have an adult relationship. That doesn't mean that I'm still not going to worry and nurture and want to care for you and make you food and you know, help you, of course. But generally, like baseline day to day, we need to evolve into becoming friends. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the way through it, which is to communicate, which is to sometimes have to put your parent in their place a little mm-hmm. bit. You need to say things like, instead of getting annoyed, it's very instinctive for a kid to just get annoyed, shut down from their parent, walk away, because you don't want to say anything to hurt your parents' feelings. So you just absorb it and keep it to yourself and then either vent about it to somebody else or you just kind of like hold on to it, and it creates this angst when you're around your parent and you're like, what do I say? What don't I say? Mm-hmm. But I think we've learned through a lot of trial and error and a lot of you A, not telling me things or B, lying to me mm-hmm. because you wanted to just not either hear it from me or you wanted to protect me from worrying about you. It's to just have a few, like either decide in advance if there's like a quick sentence you can say going into a conversation or concluding a conversation, or just have like one good heart to heart about like, hey, I'm at this stage of life now. And that's where that interesting shift comes in of like, I think the playing field gets balanced and there are stages of a young adult and into an adult's life where they're sort of like the bigger person than their parent. They're parenting the parent a little bit. Maybe not parenting, but teaching the parent.
Yes. Okay. I have a question piggybacking off of that situation that I feel like a lot of young people would like to know, which is like, how would you navigate, or what would you like to know, especially in friendships and boyfriends and relationship things, are like, I've really struggled with telling you so much about like my boyfriend, and then he screws up and I tell you about him and complain about him, and then like the next day it's a relationship. So the next day like we're fine and we're back to hanging out, but you still feel that. Like, what would you like to know about, how would you navigate that, I guess?
I think generally speaking, your dating relationships belong to you. Mm. And I think we made a ton of mistakes in your first relationship. I know that I did. I think so did your dad. We got really close, really fast. We got super attached, and all of my friends were like, don't get attached. Don't get attached to your kid's first relationship.
Yeah.
It's going to really come back and it's going to kill you when they break up, because they definitely will break up and they'll go through all kinds of stuff and it's going to drive you crazy. So I think that maybe like set some parameters on guidelines, like, or timelines, I mean. So if you're in a relationship and you're dating someone and you guys have a fight, I don't think you need to tell your parents about it unless there's like something very critically wrong and you've been hurt, right?
Yeah.
That's an extreme situation. Also, if you do break up, but in your heart, you kind of know that it's not a true breakup, don't say anything.
This is a great example of my brother. He doesn't listen to the I'll Be Your Sister podcast, so I can expose him here. It's just like an example based from the situation, which is that my brother told us about his relationship and how they were going to break up. And then we all got so involved in this breakup process and like all of it, because we've all been through it and wanted to be there for him. And then 2 days later, they got back together. And 12 hours later, they got back together and he ghosted all of us on the situation. And then we all just felt used and left in the dust for no reason.
Like, I didn't feel used or left in the dust.
I did.
But you did, because you got really invested. But if had it not been for me learning from your first experience, your first relationship, I would have probably been more involved and more
like
more invested.
That's so true.
So A, like, parents need not get so invested in their kid's first relationship, or really any relationship until really ever. I mean, I don't know. I don't have kids who have gotten married yet, but I don't actually think that at any point. Now, by the way, I'm learning as I go. I'm not preaching this from perfection. I'm preaching this based on what I can anticipate feeling. Like, even when you become an adult and you do end up getting married, you should probably not tell your parents about the stuff within your relationship.
Guys, this also has to do, if you're listening to this and trying to navigate parent relationships, but also your own relationship with their parents, if that makes sense. Relationship. Okay, this isn't going to make sense.
Your relationship with the parents of the person you're dating.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is a whole other side to everything, is thinking that you want to be really close with your, for example, boyfriend's mom, which is just never, it's never worked out for me, because I get really close and like open up with their moms and then we end up breaking up, or like, I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think that you're right.
I think that no parent should be too close to anyone in a two-person relationship.
In conclusion, that's absolutely no, that's very true. And I think I'm trying to think if I did the same thing. I'm sure I did. I think that in my relation, like when I was dating people or in my longer term relationships before I got married,
like that Italian,
I was for sure like really close with the siblings, with the parents. Mm-hmm. They loved me. They like praised me. They wanted us to stay together. And then there's so many things that happen when you first of all make mistakes, do something to hurt their child. Like, they will turn on you so fast.
Yes.
If you break up with their child, that like, you're dead to them. That's it. It's over.
Same thing.
Yeah. And then now you've not only ended a relationship and you have to like get through it with the significant other, but then I remember like writing letters to my ex-boyfriend's family members, calling the mom and like talking it through, because everybody was really hurting. In their defense, it was their son's first really serious relationship too. Mm-hmm. And so they, you know, they loved me. They took me in as their own. And I think that's like, it's too good to be true. It's just too good to be true that you're going to blend into this family and that they're going to, of course they're going to love you, because the truth is, all we want is to keep our own kids as close to us as possible.
Like, I was just gonna
our
say,
motivation for bringing in your first boyfriend was not because we thought he walked on water. It was because we were excited for you. We wanted to show support to you, and we wanted you to feel comfortable in having him around
Same
us.
Same with my recent ex-boyfriend and their family.
That's, and it was exactly,
like,
they
I
did
got
that
gaslit
with you.
Into thinking they really, like, cared. So, oh, I was their daughter, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, I look back and I'm just like, you guys were not, like, no, I was not.
And you saw in your second relationship that I took very little interest.
Totally.
I was not into, like, getting, I was
for
like,
you, cause
I know,
ended.
I dodged that
High
bullet. Dodged that one. And also I was like, this isn't going to work. This isn't going anywhere. And also, like, give it a year or two and then maybe I'll start to pay closer attention. But,
that's
also, I was giving you your space because we got in so deep with the first one. It was terrible for all of us.
Yeah. But also something I was going to say as a tip is that maybe it's like a thing that, like, you open up more with everyone in the relationship once you get to a certain point. Like with my first ex-boyfriend and you guys getting so close, I don't blame that because, like, we were together, like, back and forth for so long, like, years. So I understand, like, you being so involved, like, that with all of it. But with my second relationship, it's like we dove so into it so quickly with everyone that it's just, like, wasn't needed. Like, you should wait at least 6 months before, like, really telling your parents everything about. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. So that goes back to what we're trying to work through the tips and the tricks, and that's maybe have your own timeline where you feel like, okay, the new plan with your family is that once I've been seeing somebody or dating mm-hmm. the same person exclusively for 6 months, then we're going to take a little more seriously. But I don't even know if that's fair. It's mostly just about, like, reading the room, mm-hmm. figuring it out as you go. But generally, I think the communication part is really key. And when you've told me, like, I'm going to tell you this, but it's not because I need advice. It's just one sentence that comes out of your mouth that helps me go, oh, okay. And it makes me exhale. Honestly, I'm like, oh, okay, I don't need to worry about this one. And
yeah.
And from the parents' perspective, just getting practice at letting things go. I mean, the irony is, like, I don't think dads are really losing sleep over much. Like, your dad forgets half of the things that you tell him, but he also just knows that it's going to all work out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way us moms are. We're just built to worry.
Well, was your dad like that?
My dad was my dad and my mom in one. And so I was lucky, but also that was a lot for me.
Yeah.
To try to, because when I would tell him stories about fights with friends, he would hold a grudge against my friends mm-hmm. and I would get over it. Like, friendships go through so many highs and lows and ups and downs. Friendships go through breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Friends do terrible things to each other. As much as we'd love to say that friends should never hurt each other, I think friends do hurt each other when they're younger, especially. And so, So I think the lesson is, A, have a little kind of self-restraint when it comes to what you're telling your parents. Look at yourself and know that you're going to get through it. And if you do want to tell your parents something, you need to be open with them and say, I'm going to tell you this, but this is what I need from it. And hopefully they catch on. It takes practice.
Okay, Mom, I have another question for you. So how do you figure out whether or not to, like, jump into the relationship knowing that, like, it's going to be a good one, or you can recognize from an outside perspective that the relationship isn't going to work out and you have to just, like, step back to let me realize that on my own?
Well, I have a saying when it comes to friendships and marriage, actually, which is, do you want to be right or do you want to be in the relationship? And I find that as a parent, it also applies because, first of all, I don't have a crystal ball. I have no idea if really it was going to go anywhere, but I do trust my gut. And I think that I don't think that that situation was flawless. Certainly, I was involved. Like, we were giving you advice really right when you broke up. He had done and said some pretty horrible things to you. And we were all like, screw him. He's dead to us. Like, that's it. And we all got really protective. But when you're parenting and your child is in a relationship with somebody and there's nothing incredibly harmful going on, I just think that we know that it's all for experience, and that the more you experience people that aren't the right fit for you, the more likely you are most likely to find somebody who is better, because you will have learned what you want and what you don't want, and what you'll accept and what you won't accept. The truth is, at the end of the day, if you tell your young adult child not to do something, it's not going to stop them. I mean, once they get to a certain age and they're making decisions, it's not fair as parents for us to get, like, expect for our kids to be independent, to be taking care of themselves, going to school, navigating their lives, working on becoming an adult, and then all of a sudden pull the rug out from under them and be like, I don't trust you and your judgment, and you can't be in this relationship. A, I don't have a say anymore. B, if I say something like that, you know, there's always an element of, like, rebellion with kids and parents, even when they're a little bit older. Like, nobody wants to do exactly what their parents say. It's not until most situations are behind us where you're the kid is like, you know what, you were right about this or that. And I just don't think that it's worth the strain it would put on our relationship, because if you're in deep with somebody and you're really in a relationship where you're trying to love someone and be loved by that person, and I'm in your other ear telling you that it's not a good fit and it's not working, you will definitely go toward that relationship. Yeah. I certainly would have done that. And I did. I did it. My parents didn't like anybody I dated. And I just spent more time with the person I was dating. What was I going to do? Hang out with my parents at 19, 20 years old? I was going to go to my boyfriend's house.
All right. So wrapping up this part of the podcast, I think that overall, I learned a lot from this conversation, and just with growing up and navigating my relationships with my parents, and especially my mom these days, has been a very big learning and growing experience. And so I think just in this conversation, the concept of right now, like, even for you guys listening, if you are trying to communicate better with your parents, or you want to be close with them but you don't know how, I think that number one, sitting down and having an adult, mature conversation about getting older and growing up and being like, I understand that I'm going to make these mistakes, and I understand that I'm going to have to experience things and make mistakes. That is the whole point in growing up. If you told me how to do everything, then I would just be not as able in my emotions, or, like, someday I'm going to have kids, hopefully, and, like, have to explain my experiences that I experience as well. So I think having a conversation like that, I think, is very important. And also prefacing, whenever you're telling your parents about something, what you want out of the conversation, whether that be, hi mom, I have this situation that I want to talk to you about, like, I really need advice on this, or hi mom, I just wanted to tell you this because I thought it was interesting, and, like, isn't this so funny, like, I just want to be, like, have a friendship conversation, let me tell you, but, like, I'm not really looking for advice on it. Prefacing things, and I think over communication is better than shutting down and having no communication with your parents. And so those are the kind of things that I've learned. And thank you so much, Mama, for coming on my podcast and giving some mama advice. She'll be your mama.
Yeah, if you want my advice, I'm happy to give it to anyone, anytime.
That sounded fake, but I promise she's being serious. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast episode. You guys can find the All Be Your Sister podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you want to follow my mom or follow her advice, she is everywhere at Sarah Zeiler. I'm everywhere at Ellie Zeiler. And if you guys have any questions or want to talk about this podcast, please just DM us on Instagram. We see all of them and everything. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening.
Bye.